devotion to the Mother of Good Counsel is associated with the story of a miraculous icon. This icon can be found in a church in a little town 30 miles southeast of Rome. The church there is dedicated to the Mother of Good Counsel and was built, incredibly, back in the 4th century. In 1356, the church was given to the care of the Augustinian fathers, and over those many hundreds of years, the church had fallen into disrepair, and in 1467, they began a renovation. They financed the renovation not through a campaign like we would do today. They financed it through actually one widow who sold everything that she had and funded the project, but unfortunately her resources ran out and the church was unable to be finished. That same year, when they were lamenting over the lack of the restoration of the church, the residents of the town heard a beautiful melody, a symphony that seemed to be coming from heaven. And as they looked up, they saw this white, shining cloud descend on this little church of the Mother of Good Counsel. And the cloud or fog gradually vanished, revealing a beautiful painting of Our Lady tenderly holding her divine Son in her arms. And immediately, cures and miracles began to be attributed to that icon, the Mother of Good Counsel. We know that our Blessed Mother is willing to ask her Son to work miracles in order to let her know of her motherly concern for us. And under the title of Our Lady of Good Counsel, she is certainly willing to give words of advice and instruction to help us overcome the hurdles that we experience in life. The most prominent words of advice and instruction we receive from the Blessed Mother are her last words ever recorded in Scripture. And they come from Jesus' first miracle, the miracle of the wedding feast of Cana, in which Mary's last words recorded in Scripture are, "Do whatever he tells you." And telling us to do whatever he tells you means listening to and following the teachings of Jesus Christ through his body, the church, particularly in times of illness, to look to the moral guidance of the church regarding things like medical treatment and end-of-life issues. Our Lady of Good Counsel tells us to do whatever he tells you. We learn from Our Lady of Good Counsel at the foot of the cross the importance of mutual support in times of suffering and difficulty. When Jesus, hanging on the cross, which we just heard, says, "Woman, behold your son, son, behold your mother." That image that we have enshrined here in our cathedral church on our high altar. Mary was a vulnerable young widow, and it was John's commission to care for her, to protect her, and to support her. Which reminds us that when someone we know is suffering, our task is to reach out to them with care and support. And that happens in a whole variety of ways. I hear stories of people in the community who are struggling with cancer and there's a death in the family, and people rally around and organize dinners over a period of time for the family so that they can focus their attention on grieving and mourning. I think of notes of encouragement that people receive as they're undergoing chemotherapy, or simply mowing the neighbor's lawn when they are in the hospital. One of the things that I've learned over the years as a priest is that when a husband or a wife becomes seriously ill, lots of attention is focused on that spouse, and that is rightly so. However, I'm always careful to encourage family and parishioners not to let the other person fall through the cracks. So a wife, for example, who takes care of a chronically ill husband, can herself, over the course of that illness, become worn down, discouraged, and sick. Our Lady of Good Counsel teaches us that at the deathbed of St. Joseph. I wonder, as I look at that image, as she's there with her dying spouse, what burden that was, what burden his illness was on her. Our Lady of Good Counsel also teaches us the importance of setting aside anxiety and fear in the face of difficulty. When we are sick or suffering, we have to ask ourselves, are we going to serve the master of fear, or are we going to serve the master of love? Mary, despite her confusion at the message of the angel Gabriel, trusted nonetheless. She did not let fear envelop her life, and in fact, she sang out that beautiful Magnificat, "My soul rejoices in God my Savior. My spirit finds its joy in God the living God." Our Lady of Good Counsel teaches us the importance of trust in the face of difficulty, to find joy in God, the living God. There are many other lessons that Our Lady of Good Counsel teaches us, but the one that I will end with is, to me, one of the most important and most helpful as I reflect on Mary and on illness. And it's a lesson that was articulated, I hadn't thought it myself, but it was articulated for me by a woman by the name of Heather King, who's an author and a convert to the Catholic faith, who wrote about her own struggle with cancer. She said in one of her books, she said, quote, "I didn't see my cancer as a blessing, please," she says, "but I did see it as a mystery. To consent to live in mystery, not to know all the answers, is another kind of poverty. The world sees any kind of poverty as a cause for ridicule, but Christ's kingdom is not of this world." This author, Heather King, articulates one of the most important lessons taught to us by Our Lady of Good Counsel: to consent to live in mystery. Mary gave consent to live in mystery when she said, "Let it be done to me according to your word." To consent to live in mystery is to give oneself permission not to have all of the answers or the insights. I found that helpful for me, because some people would ask me, you know, what have you learned through all this, or what special insight or grace have you received? And I honestly, I don't know why I was diagnosed with cancer. And I don't really have any profound insights that have come to me during this difficult process. It is a mystery to me. And I'm okay with that. I've consented to live in mystery because I know that mysteries over time have a way of unfolding and are ultimately revealed to us in the life that is to come. And it's nice to know that giving consent to mystery is something that the Blessed Mother and I have in common. Under the title of Our Lady of Good Counsel, Mary speaks words of advice and instruction to help us overcome the hurdles in our daily lives. Our challenge is to be attentive to her voice, which always and ultimately leads us to Jesus Christ. Our Lady of Good Counsel.